And welcome back to another episode of Heart First. I am Ifoma.
And I am Jess. Welcome.
Yay!
We were thinking about what we wanted to talk about today, and a subject that has been on our hearts and minds and so many of our friends, people close to us, is how many things feel unknown right now. It's like we're all stepping into the unknown.
Yeah, like I feel like the space, like, and I've said this for like, it feels like you're treading water, or like the gray space, like to put a name to the feeling, the gray space, treading water, or like this in between space, liminal space of just being before you take off, before you take the steps out, you know, that's what it feels like. It's this incubation period. That's my favorite one.
It just feels like.
Well, I personally feel like this holding space of incubation. And it's so wild. Like in the past, this place used to, I mean, it still can frustrate me so much because, you know, Earth
being in this
subject.
This holding space. Sorry, that's a whole other subject.
I could go on, but yes, that's totally different. But at the same time, this space, this holding pattern of like, you know, I know I don't know everything. We don't, none of us do. I see clearly steps I am meant to take to move into my next phase of like my higher self, my evolution, all that stuff like that. But at the same time, the energy still feels like this holding space where like I'm ready, but I still need to hold and pause, if that makes any sense at all.
Absolutely. And like, as you're sharing that, I'm just thinking about like our listeners, like that could be, that's so many different things for so many different people, right? It's like, maybe like, you know, maybe you're going through a difficult time in your relationship. Maybe you're changing jobs. Maybe you're thinking about moving, like how many people we know are moving right now, right? So many shifts that sometimes we want to jump. At least I put myself in this category, and I know you. Sometimes I would like to jump into the future because I feel so confident and like I do feel like so optimistic, but like being in the now and creating positive experiences in the now helps open that door even, well, I want to say more quickly, but makes it more expansive somehow. Yeah.
Well, also to riff on that, there's so much happening behind the scenes that we don't know. So sometimes if we prematurely jump, maybe something over here still needs to work itself out. So when we get to the place beforehand, there's a few more blocks or whatever have you, frustrations and all the things. So yeah, I just, this is like such a, it's always been a lesson and
patience.
A lesson in patience and like, just kind of taking deep breaths and breathing into the now, like you said, into the present moment, being as present as possible and counting all of my freaking blessings in this moment and letting myself be in that space. And that helps take the edge off of the frustration and knowing that I'm doing all that I need to be doing to like be taking those baby steps forward, right? Building the foundation. If we're looking for thinking things of a house, like we're building the foundation of ourselves to get to the next space. That's kind of where I am.
No, absolutely. And that just makes me think of a mistake. A lesson, let's say. A lesson I've continually made in my life is being a little bit fixed about how I think things are supposed to happen. Maybe let's say I have a goal, there's something I want to do. And I have this idea in my mind. And so I make choices based on that idea naturally. But if we like rush that process, which I've done so many times, I co-created exactly what you're talking about. Like we create blocks because we need to allow, or it's ideal if we allow the universe to do her magic, to allow miracles to happen, to allow us to meet the right people at the right time by being more open, I guess. I think so many humans can be, and I absolutely have struggled in the past with this, is wanting all the answers and thinking I know better when nature, God, universe, source knows better. And, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's such a human thing, though, to, like, instant gratification, wanting everything right now, you know? Mm-hmm. Versus just being as patient as we can, being in the moment, doing the work that we can do that's in front of us, and still being excited about what's to come. Because I think that's important too, the excitement of it.
Yes.
Like feeling that, like, oh, so for me, I know we're moving soon and it feels like it's so far away, but really it's truly not. And it's going to go by so fast. So I am doing my best to stay in the present moment, to get what I need to get done here, organize things, get rid of things, purge, like figure out what's going to storage, what's all the little minute details, right? And then to also just like, I am so flipping excited about what's coming next and where we're going and the energy change that I know is going to take place, because it's the energy for me where we're going has always been just one of it. I feel like it like allows me to be who I am, if that yeah. makes sense. Like the energy of where we are now, I'm still me, but it feels, the energy overall feels stifling here. It feels like there's a heavy, thick blanket, and not in a good way, on everything around here. And it's fascinating because I'm super a highly sensitive human, and like energy is my first language, and it's always been fascinating to me to like feel what I feel, but then see other humans just going about their day, and I'm just like, oh, I so wish that could be me sometimes.
Yeah. But meanwhile, like, who knows what's going on in their minds, right?
True.
Who knows
what they're doing.
But yeah, no, totally, yeah. They're more maybe aligned with where they are, with the geographically where they are. Maybe they're. That's more in alignment with their soul. Yeah, girl, I feel you with that. I felt like that. And I always feel weird saying this about Paris because of so many Americans have this love affair with Paris, which is such a beautiful place and yada, yada. But there's always, I similarly had this feeling of like, it just takes me a little or a lot more energy to be me in certain places, and it just does. Like, that's a real thing, you know, how our souls experience life, how we experience life in certain different places. Like, even astrologically, I am the furthest thing from an expert, but yeah, I, you know, certain parts of us are ignited in different places, and for sure Korea, from everything you've said, it just brings up this I don't know, maybe your inner child, like your wonder and joy and excitement. So
I don't know what it is. And there's so many layers to everything. I mean, part of it, like I'm the daughter of an immigrant. So my dad he came from Nigeria, and he's always been like, you need to travel. So I have this like innate thing inside of me. I love being in other cultures that are not what's normal for me. Because of the way I grow, how it pushes me out of my comfort zone. And honestly, it's just so stinking cool to like be on this earth with so many, like, humans essentially are all the same except of our cultures and our lineage and where we come from. So how cool is it that we get to like go, I call it going through portals and getting to like be in somebody else's culture and like just taking it all in. And like, I just, waking up there feels so magical and different to me versus waking up anywhere in the United States, because the United States to me, I've born and raised here, right? Like, and especially after traveling and like seeing the world, America feels all the same. No matter where you go, it feels all the same on some level.
Just kidding.
New York, yes, but then also there's always like a Walgreens, there's always plazas, like, you know what I mean? And like, it is what it is, and I'm very grateful. I love America in a lot of ways, but also I'm excited for the different, I'm excited for the new, I am excited to completely be taken out of what's normal for me and being put in this place where I don't know the language well. I don't know. All of it feels magical as fuck, and I'm so excited for it.
That's amazing. Yeah. No, absolutely. I think travel is, I mean, it's a blessing, something to be grateful for, and just it expands us in like all the ways. It's amazing. It's anyway. But coming back to this idea of like waiting periods and like finding joy in our present moments, despite everything going on in the world, not despite, but because what's going on? A spiritual awakening, right? We're waking up, we're increasing our compassion, we're waking up to the corruption of our governments and all this ugly stuff. So like, just thinking about ways that we can empower ourselves and stay at our highest vibration, regardless of what we learn is happening or inflation or whatever's going on within your family or your city or the world, like just how do we stay and keep ourselves at a high vibration, you know?
Well, for me, stop watching the news. Like, that's the first thing, because one, a lot of it's propaganda. A lot of it's just spewing the same stories, and it's highly biased. It's just highly biased. So stop watching the news, and if you need to know what's going on, there are so many other resources that you can tap into, and then get what you need to get, and then move the F away, because it's designed to bring you down and keep you afraid and keep you disempowered, because it's easier for people to do things when we're disempowered, right?
Exactly.
People meeting governments and big
to divide us. Yeah, to keep us hating each other, to
exactly.
To disempower us. Yeah. Yes.
And then, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say other things to help keep you kind of grounded in the present moment, in the now. Little things of joy, like just little things that you love, like make yourself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, but relish being in that moment with it. Like, that's one of my favorite things. I love the act of making tea and then sitting down to drink it. I don't know why it makes me so excited, but there's that. I started coloring recently. That's been fun.
Yeah. Where do you get your coloring book? I love the coloring.
I actually just looked on Amazon and scrolled through like what felt good, and I'm like, okay, this looks good. But you could probably get it at any bookstore, Barnes and Nobles.
Yeah.
The closest Barnes and Nobles to me is like 30 minutes away. So Amazon, I don't even know if there's any books. There has to be some bookstores where I live, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Make your favorite foods, like try out new recipes. Find new uplifting communities on social media. Like, social media is a lot of things, but there is so much inherent beauty and magic in social media at how it connects us all. And the fact that you can get real life updates of really what's going on from actual humans and people who are not biased. That's a big thing.
Totally, totally. And like, don't be afraid. Something I've recently been doing, because I was getting so upset by everything, I'll put certain accounts that I follow and that I love and who I appreciate on mute for a few days. Honestly, for my own well-being, because I care so much, I could literally wake up crying and go to bed crying. Like, it's like, or angry. And it's like finding ways to, you know, do everything you can to help. Like you're saying, you know, whether it's adult coloring or cooking or meditation or going for a run or whatever those things are for you, like limiting your phone usage in general, and following accounts like, you know, the Good News Movement or good, or there's funny, stupid shit that makes you laugh. Like, like humor matters, and humor is healing. It's not a way of, you know, ignoring, but just check yourself. Like, are you doing okay? Like, sometimes we're low and we have this idea, at least myself sometimes, of course, like I love writing. So for me, it's like writing music, I've that vibe. But sometimes you're just like, I just feel so heavy and so low. And like, I need to like, just not be on my phone. And it doesn't last very long, but it would be great if it did. I know it would help.
Yeah, I have such an addiction to my phone, and I've been actively like trying, like, you know, putting it down. I put it face down. I move and do things. It kind of sucks though, because like, I just love it so much, but I also work from it. So it's like, how do I find the balance? Balance is a big word in my life. I feel like that is ultimately, you know how some themes just stay with you throughout a life, for me, a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Balance has been that word, that theme, that energy that has just followed me throughout my entire life. And it's just because I'm working on it now and I'm much better with it now. But I used to be this person like, oh, I'm going to go all in head first. And then I end up burning and crashing. And I did that repetitively. And why it just didn't sink in right away, you know, but I can be headstrong and stubborn.
And that's a beautiful quality in so many ways.
Like, until you use it wrong.
Exactly. Until something happens. You either get injured or like sick or something, right? Even with Heart First, this is not such a great example, but you know, we wanted to share these episodes. Originally it was weekly, and then the first few times we recorded, we were like, oh my God, this is so fun. We can just do this all day long every day. And we could do two. I was even thinking maybe we'll do three a week. You know, we had this idea. And then literally we have, I don't know, probably 10 episodes so far. This is episode 4. So like last week, I don't know, we're getting more organized about how we share these, like posting and editing the thumbnails for YouTube and whatnot. But we're like, wait, why are we making ourselves crazy when we could just do this once a week? We can record for fun twice a week, see what we like, and like make life easier in the long run. Like just build the consistency and balance. Yes.
Oh, consistency is a big one for me. Like I'm so grateful for you and Eli, my husband, in my life, because Eli is like Capricorn. He's all earth. Mm-hmm. You're very earthy and very grounding. And in my chart, I am mostly like air, water, fire, and tiny little bit of earth. So it's pretty easy for me to just be like, let's play, and not have that grounding element. And like the people closest to me, I am so wildly grateful for, because through this, it's kept me consistent doing other things, right? Like I am now consistently working out, which is so exciting, just moving my body. I'm consistently, for me, I need to track my calories and macros, which I honestly hate, but I'm learning so much through it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important, because I had no clue. I was either severely under eating or then I'd overeat, and there was no balance. There was no in between. So through the consistency of tracking that stuff, it's giving me balance. But again, I mean, will it be forever? Probably not. I'll probably get used to it and like, no, I don't know, but you guys keep me grounded. You guys keep me balanced. And I'm so deeply grateful because otherwise I would just be flying off into the ethers with no tether.
Well, that's beautiful too. That's beautiful. It's all beautiful. I mean,
it is, but I think for me to be a functioning adult and human in our society, I need to have a tether.
Yeah. And to grow, to expand. Yeah. Because we're both you and I, and so many of our listeners, no doubt, we are all in this period of like, it's like what we're talking about, the unknown, balance, consistency. We are in this period of expansion, right? Just as the whole world is waking, not the whole world, I want the whole world to wake up, but we are, so many people are waking up and their awareness and consciousness and this awakening of love. Like we are each of us expanding. If you're listening to this or watching this, you are part of that expansion. Like if Oma's going to expand differently than I'm going to expand, it's differently than you're going to expand. But like the more aware we are of our gifts, the more aware we are of what lights up our hearts, the more we find balance in the midst of our excitement and, you know, the feeling, that joy of a 5-year-old, like finding that, it's just, I can feel that in my soul. Like that's so powerful right now.
Even trying to find balance amidst, like during chaos, is super important too, because we all know life will throw everything sometimes at us at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. And trying to find that type of balance or that grounding in the middle of it all, because we cannot always control what's happening to us, but we can control how we like show up in the moment. Mm-hmm. So like for me, I kind of go back to the same things. Like, if I'm in the middle of all that chaos, first I'll spin around in it for a little bit, because sometimes
I'm
caught up or it has to be part of it. And then when I can take myself out of it and deep breath, usually it's because I've talked to somebody who's safe and who's a good trusted confidant in my life, and that helps bring me down and ground me. And then I just, you know, I breathe into it. I kind of let go, I surrender, and I breathe into that moment of chaos, and I'm able to find some type of grip and some type of grounding. So I'll do a lot of the similar practices I do during the unknown, during the chaos as well. Because otherwise, and I think it's so important to touch on this, because right now our world is so crazy and so insanely chaotic. Like, the world is what it is right now, and it can be so very easy to get swept up in that. But what I think this energy is calling for, aside from feeling it, but then also digging into yourself and reaching into that self-love point, right? And then, like, really grounding into that energy, because we're helping to not only expand ourselves, but as we do this on individual basis, it really is a big ripple effect, and it's going to move out through the collective, because we're anchoring into that self-love. We're anchoring into these small moments of light and grounding and these practices that we can do, so we're not getting swept up and tossed and tumbled with that chaos, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why, like, having, like what you're saying about having people who you feel safe with, people, and there might only be one person, and that's okay. And that person might not be near you geographically. I know I've touched on this in a previous episode, I think, but just having community. And if you don't have that community right now, may we be that community for you.
Yeah. You guys are all welcome. This is such a judgment-free, loving zone. And I'm so glad that you said that, because I was about to say a lot of my journey has felt very isolating and alone. And I feel like I'm only recently coming into beautiful, this almost makes me want to cry, really beautiful and heartfelt community and connections. But a lot of my community that I was building for myself were just people I was finding on YouTube or social media that I just really resonated with, and they just, I felt held being in their energy. And so if you have nobody around you, and if you cannot find community, you know, we're here obviously, but there are resources or people, just humans being human and being beautiful, on social media and on YouTube. So
yeah, sometimes our support, I know this is also a theme, a lot of times our support is not coming from who we expect. Sometimes our families aren't able to be that support. Sometimes friends who were our friends a few years ago or a few months ago, we're all in different spaces with this stuff. So just knowing that you are supported and trusting, I mean, aside from the fact that you're never actually alone, because you have so much spiritual support, but sometimes our when we lose friends, we open doors to new paths, to new people. And whether it's a YouTube page or an Instagram friend, I mean, I have people I consider my friends who are on Instagram, and maybe we've shared a moment, maybe during COVID, during the Black Lives Matter, that during this period, I think that year awakened, 2020 awakened a lot. And right now the same things are happening, right? But just finding people who share your values and what you care about, and knowing that it's okay to have all the feels, and returning to optimism somehow, faith, and this inner knowing that we are, despite everything we're seeing and experiencing, heading in toward this energy of universal love.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So beautifully put, my friend.
Oh, I was just thinking of someone I'm friends with on Instagram who's going through a hard time right now. I feel like he's like my little brother or something. Maybe past life he was. But as another artist's soul, you know, just, you can have moments, and not that it requires being an artist, because we're all artists creating, right? Our lives, being open, I think, is being an artist. And just, he was expressing to me how he was feeling meaningless, and he can't afford to pay his bill. Just, you know, these very real life things that everyone is dealing with. And even whatever the things are, everyone's got them. Even if they appear to have this like perfect life, everyone has their shit. And if they don't, maybe they have, you know, maybe their life is a recovery life or something. They're just, you know, it's okay. But most people do. You just don't know it.
It's true.
Yeah.
I would say almost all of us.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's got to be all of us. Otherwise, why are we here? Unless we're here to have a recovery life that Dolores Cannon talks about.
Oh, from
yeah, we talk about her in like every other episode. If you don't know her. You'll love her.
Yes, you can find all of her work like everywhere. YouTube, I'm sure, social media. Dolores Cannon. We should put links down wherever. Yeah.
I think her YouTube is still on. I think the other day I looked at it, someone, whoever's doing her YouTube is doing a great job. I think it's on permanently on 24-hour live. Like someone has, because she has so much live material that whoever's taking care of it is like whenever you go there's like something live happening. I hope that remains true. But I'm like, yes, people are waking up, because a few years ago this was definitely not the case.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, beautiful souls, for being with us today.
Yes, as always, email us at heartfirst.podcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions, just want to chat, want to get to know us, or just be in community. And we're on social media as well. Right now we have Instagram, YouTube, Facebook?
No. Not yet.
Not yet. And we are still waiting on TikTok. That was a mistake I made.
She made the birth date of our episode, the birthday of our account. So she's got all the privacy, child privacy features.
TikTok thinks heartfirst.podcast is a child. And now I have to wait a while.
She kind of is a child. It's like, but we're the parent. Can we be the parent of the child and like make it work?
Yeah, I emailed them. I don't even know how to contact these people. I emailed them. I'm waiting for an email. I will continue to annoy them. So that way. And I think they said that you have to wait 30 days for the name to be cleared anyway. So maybe then we'll set it up. Baby steps.
Right now I want to be on TikTok, even though, I mean, I have an account, but I like never log in. Right now I want to be on since I saw this awful thing. Did you see I think it's the founder of TikTok. He's from Singapore and he's being question. It's like super racist. They're are you Chinese? Like it's like it's so horrific and insulting.
So I feel like I'm at the point.
I feel like I'm watching a movie. Like that can't be real.
Yeah, all of it feels like a movie, and like it's not funny that this is happening. Wow. But the audacity of that man who just could not see past his own racism. It's almost weirdly comical at this point that my brain cannot understand. I get it. No, I can get it, but it's also hard for me as a human who just loves so deeply that this is part of our reality, honestly. Like it just feels,
it's like a Saturday Night Live skit. Like it from does. Like it literally does. I'm like, okay, where's like who this is a joke, right? This is not real life.
Or like punked.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what is this?
Anyway, we love you. Feel free to reach out. You already said it. heartfirst.podcast@gmail.com. Give us your suggestions for topics. We will have guests on as well. Super excited for that.
Yeah, we don't know when. We're just literally flowing with this. You know, we're moving into the unknown, but doing what feels good in the moment.
We are practicing what we just talked about in this episode.
I know. I just realized that. I'm like, oh, look at us doing that.
Oh, chills. I love it.
We love you so much.
Love you and see you soon. Bye. Bye. So you're bye.